Monkey organs are believed to have first appeared in the mid-1700s in Italy, when the larger pipe organs were simply miniaturized to allow toting the instrument from place to place. West Bloomfield, New York's Jim Foote and his wife Ruby have been interested in monkey organs for about 10 years, known also as barrel organs, in that notes are recorded on a large wooden cylinder through the placement of pins, or to produce longer notes by a kind of staple attached to the barrel. Jim Foote.
The turning of the crank pumps the wind or pressurized air that is needed to make the pipes speak and sound the notes. None of these small ones are capable of a full chromatic scale. For instance, the smallest one has 20 notes covering about 3.5 octaves. Tunes for them have to be selected and pinned accordingly.
Grinders change barrels to play another set of tunes. About 6 to 10 selections can fit on a barrel, which turns one revolution for each piece of music. The Foots have 4 monkey organs in all. They weigh around 20 or 25 pounds apiece. Collectors can spend hundreds to tens of thousands of dollars for the items, depending on their condition. And Jim spent well over 2,000 hours restoring one organ, a 23-key, or note, Molinari, built around 1895.
It certainly was not for me a pain of any sort. It's work that I enjoy doing. It's work that requires patience and has to be right. In this 23-key Molinari was the replacement of all of the pins on the barrel. They were badly worn, and so I finally bit the bullet and replaced them all.
The monkey has slipped away over time from its place alongside the grinder. United States importing restrictions, high purchasing costs, health concerns, and the animal's unpredictable, at times nasty behavior has caused changes to the long-ago scenario of the cute little primate with a tin cup bouncing around collecting coins.
He was also an attraction. The monkey did tricks, often dressed in clothes. Remember, the name of the game was to make money for the grinder. And when the grinding profession went downhill, it's reported that some of them taught their monkeys to climb up into people's second-story windows that were open and help themselves to jewelry and such things. Grinders became despised by, I would judge, the 20s or thereabouts. Various laws enacted to try and curb their activities, whereby the grinder had to audition in the morning to get a license to play for that day. When they let their instruments get out of tune, a lot of their income came from people paying them to please move on. A grinder being hired to play in the side yard of someone against whom he might have a grudge. And then presumably he got paid once for being there and maybe again for moving away.
No chance of hitting a sour note here. Keep the cranking at a steady speed and Foote says you can't miss. Just enjoy the reaction of the crowd.
Much to my surprise, I guess I've become somewhat of a ham when I have one of these on a stick. What I love about it is to see the people cheer up, become happier, become more interested as they hear the music.
Cranking out the music is the title of Jim Foote's demonstration of the monkey organ at the Genesee Country Village and Museum.